Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, so thankful we are, Lord, to know Thee as our Father, and to be able to call Thee our Father, and to have this direct access unto Thee in prayer. Lord, we just give Thee thanks for Thy plan of salvation and all that Thou dost do for us. We thank Thee now that we have this opportunity to be in Thine house with Thy word in front of us yet again. And we just pray, Lord, that Thou wouldst bless this time to us, and we know that Thou canst do that, and even in an abundant measure. And so we would ask Thee, that Lord, that Thou wouldst bless us this afternoon abundantly, and we have confidence and we have faith that Thou canst do above our asking. And this we do pray in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. For this afternoon, let's turn to Mark's Gospel and read from chapter number 4 and begin with verse number 21. Mark 4, 21. And he said unto them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifest, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear, more shall be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. And without a parable spake he not unto them, and when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. In the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? These are the words of the Lord Jesus, and a miracle he has performed. May we kneel before the Lord in prayer upon our knees.
Our Lord and great Father in heaven, we are thankful that thou hast sent thine only begotten Son to reveal the truths that had been hid for ages, that prophets and kings had desired to look into, but are plainly now written for us to read, to understand, and to hear the words of life from our blessed Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give thee thanks, O Lord, that we have a day like this, that we can set aside ourselves and our concerns to focus upon thy word and meditating on the scriptures, worshiping thee, and rejoicing with one another in the good news of the gospel that has been brought forth through Jesus' ministry and his work of redemption upon the cross. And we give thee thanks, Lord, that we are so blessed and have received these great and precious promises from thy word. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou would be with us and guide us as we desire to obtain those promises. And we pray that thou would direct our steps as we trust in thee. It is our desire, O Lord, that thou would inspire us by thy love that has been revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord, that thou would reveal thy truth to us and thy love through Jesus Christ, that we might behold thy light, that it might cheer us and guide us to thy will, and that we might glorify and bless thy name. Dear Lord, we pray for thy blessing upon our gathering as we would meditate upon this passage of Scripture, and that thou would prepare our hearts and make us ready to receive with willingness to do what thou hast asked us to do, and that we would have the heart and mind of Christ that would be willing and eager to please our Father, Heavenly Father, in all things. Lord, we come to thee and know that there are many needs and concerns and challenges that each and every one faces. But Lord, we know that there is nothing too hard for thee. And there are many things that we cannot bear to face or to know how to respond to. But Lord, we pray for thy wisdom, that thou would speak to us and help us to have thy word brought to our remembrance, brought to our minds and our hearts often, that we could be molded and shaped by it, to that our responses would be in line with Jesus Christ and his blessed way. So we do pray unto thee. We know that all the things that we need are to be found in thee and thee alone. And we place our trust and our confidence that thou wilt provide all that we have need of. And we bring our petitions before thee, not because we are worthy, but we know that thou art a heavenly Father who does love and care for thy children, and thou dost know what is best for us. And even when we see that thy word is perhaps directing us in ways that maybe this flesh wouldn't have chosen, Lord, help us to have that confidence and willingness to follow in thy ways that thou would reveal by thy Spirit. So bless our brother as he would meditate upon this passage of Scripture, and according to thy Holy Spirit's inspiration, that each and every one who has come would be blessed and would be edified and built up in faith and in love towards thee and one another as thou hast called us to do. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Bible says that the preparations of the heart are from the Lord. And it is my prayer that we have all come to church this afternoon to be with a prepared heart from the Lord, that we would receive what he would have for us, each and every one. That's the way we'll prosper, and that's the way we'll flourish. Jesus here says in the reading that we had that if any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. And he says that often throughout scriptures, not only in the Gospels, but also in Revelation, that we who have ears to hear, that we would hear. And so we can hear when the preparations of our heart have been made, that seed would fall on good ground and that it could bring forth fruit to his honor and to his glory. And so it's important for us as we strive to live for the Lord and do what he would have us to do and be pleasing in his sight, that we would have ears to hear and that we would hear. The Bible also says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word of God. And so it is through the hearing of God's word that we grow in our faith. And we continuously want to grow in the Lord. It doesn't matter if we've been in the faith for 50 years plus. We continuously grow in the Lord. That's a way of life for us as a believer, that we grow and we mature and we become more steadfast and we know the Lord more and more. We're familiar with his loving kindnesses and his judgments and his righteousness. We're familiar with the Lord and we grow in that. And that becomes a way of life for us. It's not that we've come to full maturity when we're baptized. That doesn't happen. It's a continuous lifelong process that we grow in the Lord. And we see through these scriptures that we read this afternoon that the Lord was teaching them to grow in the Lord, to grow in their faith. And things become in their lives greater and greater. And so we see that, and it's a blessing. And again, as we experience this as a way of life, as a process that's continuously happening in our life, we find that there's great blessings in that. And so we as we grow, it's as if we're climbing that mountain, and we're going higher and higher. And you know how it is when you climb a mountain, that as you're making your way up the mountain, the view becomes more expansive and it becomes more beautiful. And then you get higher up the mountain and it becomes more expansive yet and more beautiful yet. And you can see a greater perspective of the land below you. And that's how it is in the Lord, that as you grow in the Lord, as we grow in the Lord, that the view becomes more expansive. We become more knowledgeable. We understand more and more. And so the Lord does that for us. But let's not deceive ourselves. Growing is a process, and there are times when there are setbacks in our growth in the Lord. There are times when we get things wrong. There are times when we make mistakes. And those are good times as well, because they teach us what we ought not to do. When we make those mistakes and in our process of growth, we see that that wasn't right. That wasn't the right thing to do. And then we come to that knowledge of, I'll never do that again. That was a mistake. And so we grow in the Lord. And so we can continuously take even our setbacks and grow through those setbacks. Satan wants us to be defeated. And so when we have our setbacks, Satan will come and he will accuse us. And he will say, see, you can't do it. But let's not listen to him. Let's not listen to him. Let's use that setback, ask the Lord for forgiveness, and grow through that setback. The Lord begins here. He's speaking to the multitude, and we had this not too long ago. I can't remember if it was last Sunday or 3 Sundays ago, but we had Matthew 13 where Jesus was in a ship, and he was speaking to the multitude that was on the seashore. And this is Mark's account of that gospel, but here in Mark's account, there are other things that Jesus says that Matthew did not record, and we're reading those things. So Jesus here is speaking to the multitude that is on the shore, and he's speaking to them these things. And now let's remember, we're growing in our faith, and we are to hear what Jesus would speak to us, because through hearing, faith comes, the Bible says. And so he says, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifest, neither anything kept secret that it should come abroad. There's nothing hid. And this speaks to exposure of sin. And we read in other places, other Gospels, that Jesus said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And then he says, because nothing is secret and all things are going to be made manifest. And here he's saying that same thing. And so there's this exposure of sin. Whatever is said in secret, that's going to be made come abroad. The Lord knows all things. So I don't want to spend time on speaking about that exposure of the sin, but what is it that exposes that sin? And it is the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into this world and brought the light of God into this world. And so he was a light to lighten the Gentiles. And that's what exposes sin. And that's for our good. This is for our good, so that we would know not to sin. So we would know what separates us from God. And so we take that knowledge that it is sin that separates us from God, and we address that sin. And we address that sin by having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then living for him. And we grow in that process. Grow in having that faith in him. And so it is the light of Jesus Christ that exposes sin, and we're thankful for that light. Again, we're thankful for that light so that we know how it is that we might live, that we might do that which would be well-pleasing to the Lord. The Bible says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." This is God's will for us, that this light of Jesus Christ that he sent into the world, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." His light comes and it shines forth, and it shines into our hearts. And what that light does here in this verse is that it gives us knowledge of the glory of God. That's what this light does. It gives unto us the knowledge of the glory of God. We come to know him more and more in the glory that belongs to him. And as we grow in that knowledge of the glory of God, he becomes larger and larger to us, and we become smaller and smaller. Just as John the Baptist said, "He must increase, but I must decrease." As his light exposes sin and exposes unto us the glory of God, and we come to a greater fullness of that knowledge in our lives, that it causes us to live for him. And it causes us to glorify him. "There is nothing hid which shall not be manifested." Now we come to the full revelation of the will of God and his plan of salvation for all mankind. And so he's continuing to speak to them and to us, and he says, "Take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you." So he's saying, however you deal with what you hear, it will be measured back to you. So if you're desirous to hear God's word, if you're desirous to grow in faith, more will be given to you. More, you will abound in the Lord more and more. Whatever measure we meet, whatever measure we participate in the Lord with, it shall be measured to us again. If we spend much time in prayer and reading of God's word and devotion and contemplating in our lives, meditating upon his word, if we spend a lot of time doing that, the Lord will bountifully bless us. He will reveal himself more and more. We will have that more expansive view. We will come to see and know the Lord in a greater fullness of measure. The Bible says that if we sow sparingly, we shall also reap sparingly. But if we sow bountifully, we shall reap bountifully. And so that is true also in our relationship with the Lord, that we would spend much time in reading and in praying and in devotion and in meditating upon his word, and then letting him do with us as he would have us to do, in laboring in his vineyard and doing good works. "For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath." So if we have this that the Lord has given unto us, he will give us more, and that's the growth that we have in the Lord. As we spend this time with him, and as we show our appreciation in every way from our hearts to the Lord for what he has done for us. And then he continues on and says, and so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and he should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. This is the Lord's working, and it's marvelous. A man may plant seed into the ground, and it comes up all by itself. Everything that needs to happen happens, and it happens all by itself. This man who planted the seed had no part in anything of this plant coming up. And so he's sleeping, and he's rising night and day, and the seed's growing, and he knoweth not how. So likewise in our life, in our growth with the Lord, and as we spend time with the Lord, that he does marvelous things in our lives. That's the way of the Lord. He does marvelous things in our lives. And we don't know exactly what it is that the Lord will do or how he's going to do it. There is no prescribed method that's only one way in which the Lord works. The Lord is great, and he can do all things. And there will be ways that the Lord will have with us that will be marvelous and wonderful. And we will give him our thanks and our praise for it, for all these things that he does for us, that as this seed springs and grows up, and we don't know how it's working, we know that it's the Lord's doing. And it is truly marvelous in our eyes. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn of the ear. This is growth. This is how growth happens. We don't go from making a confession of serving the Lord to now we know everything. It doesn't work that way. It's a continuous process. It's a process. We go from stage to stage to stage. And yes, again, there will be setbacks, but we turn to the Lord as those setbacks happen, and we continuously grow. Just as a fruit would grow, first the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn of the ear, we also grow in the Lord. We come to know him more, and we see more and more just how much grace he has for us, just how much mercy he has for us, just how much gentle correction he gives us in our lives as well. These things God does for us, and we come to grow and to know him more and just have such love and appreciation and gratitude toward the Lord for who he is and what he does for each and every one of us. And then he speaks more to this multitude that's on the shore, and he says, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, and with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is grown, when it is sown, it groweth up. The seed grows up and becometh greater than all herbs and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. This is how it is in our lives as well, that we weren't worthy. There wasn't any worthiness about it, us, that God should plant in us his Holy Spirit. But he took us, and he granted unto us that we would even have this insignificant little seed, and that we would have faith in God, and that we would grow in him, and that we would come to trust in him more and more, even through those dark days and the dark valley, that we would trust in him. And then that seed grows, and that plant grows, and it becomes great. And we are then in part of this kingdom of God that's great. And it's not our doing. It's the Lord's doing. And we give him the honor and the glory, because we come to this light of God that shines into our heart in the face of Jesus Christ. It shines unto us that we would come to this knowledge of the glory of God. And so as we're growing, we've come to know this glory of God more and more. Some setbacks in our lives might be pride. We might begin to think of ourselves as, well, I know a little bit more than most people. God doesn't want that. It's his working in our lives. There might be times in our lives when When we'll have another setback, we'll be pretty selfish about our what we have and think that we of ourselves, we somehow earned it. No, we didn't earn it. God gave us the breath. God gave us the strength. God gave us the opportunity. God gave us the ability to do all these things that we have to do in going to work or whatever it is. It's God that gives us everything that we have, and we come to know this glory of God more and more. So it's this kingdom of God that he's speaking of that grows. It grows up, it springs, and it grows up. And in the case of the mustard seed, it grows to becometh greater than all herbs. This is the Lord's doing. This is how he works, and this kingdom of God that he has placed us in, that it becomes great. It becomes pervasive. It becomes something that's great. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. As they were able to hear it. And so it is in our lives as well that God gives unto us those things which we are able to hear at the time that we need to hear them. Jesus said unto his disciples, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye are not able to bear them. God wants to work in us, and he works in us, and he gives us the right message from the Spirit, from the Word of God, at the time that we need to hear it. How many times have you heard somebody say, well, I was in a need, and the Bible opened, and here was the verse that came to me. We see the Lord's working in the believer's life. That's the way of the Lord. And he will give unto us those things that we need to hear at the time that we need to hear them. This is the Lord's doing, as they were able to hear it. And at the same time, so he's speaking to them from the ship, to them on the shore, and on the same day, in the evening, after he speaks to them, they go to the other side. Jesus, in fact, says, this is the message, that we should go, let us pass over unto the other side. So there was a journey that was to take place on the water. He had finished speaking to the multitude. He expounded to his disciples all those things that, of the parables that he spoke, he expounded to his disciples. And so they make their way across, and as they go, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Jesus was speaking to them. He was telling them about the kingdom of God. He was telling them about all things that were in secret are going to be made manifest. He's telling them all these things. That was the message. Now comes the action part. Now comes the time when there's a deed. And so there comes now a great storm. This was no longer part of the message. This was real life happening. And there was a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Now things are treacherous. No longer are they simply hearing the words of Jesus Christ, but they're living the storm. And so it is in our lives. The storm comes, and we are living the storm. But Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? This was a dire situation. Things were going really bad. The ship is full of water. They are living in the storm. And Jesus is saying, let's go to the other side. Let's go to the other side. He's saying, I am there with you. I am there with you. So after they wake him, he arises and he rebukes the wind and he speaks to the sea and says, peace be still. He does these two things. Takes care of the wind and he speaks to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. There was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? And how is it that ye have no faith? He was telling them, if any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. Faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing of the word of God. And he's telling them that he is more powerful, that the kingdom of God is great and it's expansive. And they were afraid of a storm. And so he's saying, how did you get to the point of being so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Not that you have little faith, but how is it that you have no faith? And so, again, so it is in our lives that we know the message, we know the truth, we've been to church so many times, we hear so many sermons, we read so many chapters, and we know these messages, and it's so much so that we can't remember, we can't retain everything that we hear. But then life comes, and the storms come, and Jesus says, let us pass over unto the other side. He's saying, let us, meaning that he will be there on that journey as well. But he will be with us, and he will tell the storm to peace, be still. And it is that we would have faith, that we would grow in this faith, and that as these events would happen in our lives, that we would give glory to God, because the light of Jesus Christ has shined in our hearts to give us this knowledge of the glory of God. And we grow in him. And we continuously grow in him. And we see how the Lord has been with us through struggle after struggle. And we grow in faith. And we come to trust him more. And we grow. And we climb the mountain. And we move on through our setbacks. And not allow Satan to cause us to stall or to go backwards. And so they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Jesus was so much man that he was asleep on the pillow. And he is so much God that he calmed the wind and the wind and the sea. This is the Lord we serve. A great God who can do all things. This morning we read from Ephesians chapter 4, and I'd like to reference a couple of the verses in closing in terms of growth in the Lord. Growth in our faith, growth in our trust, growth in our relationship. That we would all come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This was the Apostle Paul's desire, and this is the Spirit's desire for each and every one of us, that we would come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we would grow up into Christ, that we would grow and let that little seed of the word germinate in our hearts, and that we would grow up into the fullness of Jesus Christ. To be more and more like Jesus, that we would spend time with our Lord in prayer, that we would know and read his word to follow in him, that we would grow in the Lord and come to that stature of the fullness of Christ, and that we might grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. This is our prayer, one for another, that we would grow up into the head of Jesus Christ. Grow up in all things in him. That we would come to know that with Jesus we can do all things. There's a verse in Philippians, I'm not remembering it, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. When we come to know him, and when we come and continue in this growth and knowing the Lord, that our lives will be blessed and we will be rich in him, and we will take that which we have heard and let it grow in our hearts and give him glory as we come to know him more and more. Amen.
I was encouraged by the explanation that the brother gave, verse 24, where Jesus says, take heed what ye hear. with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. If we have an open ear and heart to the word of God, he will grant us the guidance, wisdom, and instruction that we have need of. So may it be with us in our prayer that, as Apostle Peter wrote to the churches, as newborn babes, that we would desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. May God bless his word. Amen.